The battle between traditional and progressive Democrats played out nationally when Joe Biden beat Bernie Sanders for the party's presidential nomination. And now it's playing out in Clark County. Several members of the Clark County Democratic Party have resigned to make way for more progressive party members. The Las Vegas Review-Journal wrote about these key changes earlier this week. Steve Sebelius is the politics and government editor for the newspaper. Steve, welcome back.
Glad to be here, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Steve, I'm just going to give a quick outline of some of the changes. Gabrielle Dare has taken the place of Democratic Party Chairwoman Donna West. West resigned about a week ago. A series of other party leaders also resigned, and that includes legal counsel Elizabeth Brickfield, who is being replaced by Robert Kern. Elections for other leaders will take place soon. But Steve Sebelius, what's behind this big change?
Well, I think it has its roots back in 2016. As you recall, that was an extraordinarily bitter contest between Hillary Clinton, who was a more moderate candidate, and Bernie Sanders, who was clearly the progressive candidate. That race between those two went on for a very long time. And in fact, all the way to Philadelphia, where they had the convention. And even when Bernie Sanders made the recommendation to endorse Hillary Clinton as the nominee by acclamation, you had some disappointed Bernie Sanders people who staged a walkout at the convention. So there were people who were not willing to accept the fact that Hillary Clinton had won that race, even when they were told by their standard bearer, Bernie Sanders, that had happened. And here in Nevada, as you recall, there was a very acrimonious convention.
Oh, yeah.
When the former party chairwoman got death threats, had to change her cell phone, had to be escorted out of the building by security during the convention. So I think that the progressive wing of the party, which is certainly ascendant in the Democratic Party these days, basically said, look, we're not going to just sit back and take it. We're actually going to organize. We're going to try to win the state of Nevada for Bernie Sanders. We're going to try to win delegates to the national convention. And you saw that happening. And there's still a lot of distrust between the moderate and progressive wings of the party here in the state of Nevada. Supposedly everybody's on the same page working to elect Joe Biden as president, but that's not necessarily the case. I mean, I think there's still a lot of suspicion on the behalf of progressives against the moderates, and that is what you are seeing the results of here in this story.
I'm going to get to what this might mean for presidential candidate Joe Biden in a minute, but this is saying that the state's most populous county with the largest number of Democratic voters is now headed by progressives. Does that mean Nevada's conservative reputation, which has been whittled away at for years, that it's officially gone?
Well, certainly Nevada is becoming more blue and has definitely been trending that way since 2014, when we saw the great red tide where Republicans took every constitutional office, including governor, the both houses of the state legislature, something that hadn't happened for decades in Nevada. That was reversed in 2016, and that was reversed in 2018, and Democrats have been ascendant since then. But remember, when you say Democrats, it's not just one monolithic party where everybody agrees on every issue. There's wings of the Democratic Party, just as there's wings of the Republican Party, and where you have a far right, you also have a far left, people who are more progressive, who believe in universal health care, a Medicare for all plan, people who believe in canceling student debt. Now you're seeing people who believe in ending systemic racism and even defunding the police. You're seeing those things crop up. So the state has become more blue, but there's still within the blue is a differentiation between these two wings. And what you saw in this story written by our political reporter, Rory Appleton, was the fact that, some of the moderates and some of the progressives just found it was too difficult to work together. And it's something that we saw in 2016, building in 2016. The progressives didn't just, say, okay, well, we lost and we're going to go away. They said, no, we lost, but next time we'll win because we're going to organize better.
I'm talking to Steve Sebelius about a progressive turn in the Clark County Democratic Party. But Steve, the Democratic Party in Clark County, they aren't elected by residents. They're elected by their own party members, or they're appointed. So what does this mean in terms of potential proposals or policy ideas for those people who are elected to our legislature or to our Congress?
Yeah, I mean, politics, the rule in politics is the victory goes to those who show up. And certainly a lot of the progressives showed up. You look at our caucus results. Bernie Sanders won going away the state of Nevada. Joe Biden was a very distant second, although this was the first state where he really kind of performed at least somewhat up to expectations. What it means, Joe, is that certainly the party's official platform is going to look a lot more progressive. You're going to have a lot more progressive ideas, some of which I mentioned earlier, universal health care and the like, represented in those platform planks. Now, what does that mean, for the global future of the party? Not much, because I guarantee you, other than the people who work on the platform itself, very few people are going to read that platform and adopt it and take it as their marching orders. That is a statement of principles, and the candidates themselves, I don't think I have ever seen a candidate in either major party who lines up 100% with the party's platform. I don't think I've ever known a candidate who's actually read the party platform on either side of the aisle. So that may be a statement of principles, and that may be something that you can make ads out of, like, oh, look, the Democratic Party of Nevada is in favor of X, Y, and Z, but that's not really going to attach to the candidate. I don't think, for example, Joe, you're going to see something like what happened in, I believe it was 2012, when the Republican delegation from the state of Nevada went to the convention and, instead of casting a vote for the nominee, cast their votes for Ron Paul. The Ron Paul people had, like the progressives this time, had organized, had been defeated. They took over. They did the work of organizing. They got their people elected, and they cast their votes for Ron Paul as opposed to the eventual nominee that year. It was embarrassing for the party, but I don't think that anything really ever changed. The mainstream nominee won and ran the election, and nothing really changed. But I don't think you're going to see that. I think even in the story that we have in the newspaper today, you're seeing people say, look, we're all on board with Joe Biden. We all want Joe Biden, even though he may not be the cup of tea that all of us progressives like. We are going to support him because we know the alternative is worse. Now, I don't think that has always been the progressive approach, because there were progressives in 2016 who voted either for Donald Trump or stayed home and didn't vote at all, thinking to themselves, well, the consequence of Donald Trump being elected is not worse than us abandoning our principles. And so I think that may not be the case this time around, because I think progressives look at another Donald Trump term and think, okay, well, yeah, it is worse than abandoning our principles, and we are going to go with the horse that we have, even if it's not the horse that we wish we had.
Okay, so let's say it's sealed up for Joe Biden at the presidential convention. You know, they do say all politics is local. So does this change mean anything to us in Las Vegas or to those who are just thinking about Nevada and what we're going through with COVID, with the economy? Does this change mean anything to us here right now?
Well, I think what you're seeing, Joe, is you're seeing sort of the very slow, almost glacial passing of the torch to the next generation. I mean, we have been a political party. The Democratic Party has been a wholly owned subsidiary of former Senator Harry Reid, who still has a outsized influence in the party. For all of the grief that Harry Reid got for being head of the Democrats in the Senate and being this ultra-liberal boogeyman, Harry Reid has always been a very moderate Democrat, and he's never pretended to be anything but a very pragmatic person. you have figures in the party, such as former Congresswoman Shelley Berkeley, who has also been a fairly moderate person. You're seeing the Reeds and the Berkeleys sort of get out of the way, and this new generation of progressives take over. They bring new energy to the party, but they also bring ideas that, you know, may have not have had a lot of currency with moderates in the past that now are starting to gain favor. So I think the Democratic Party in Nevada is going through this slow evolution process. Now, whether it will be as effective, under Harry Reid, it was an incredibly effective party, and I still think it is an incredibly effective state party. You're going to see that in November with the voter turnout, whether we have an in-person election or totally a mail election. You are going to see the organizing power of the Democratic Party still is very high. But eventually, these new leaders are going to have to take over. And the new leaders are going to be different from the Harry Reids of old. And I think that's where you're going to see some changes.
Steve Sebelius is the politics and government editor for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We're talking about an interesting change in local politics. Steve, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
This is State of Nevada.